says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Not ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And including patching a radio show together and getting the word out to you. And let me tell you, folks, as scratchy or bad or distorted as what you had to listen to is, please be appreciative. It is not easy. Patriot Radio is not easy to put together. We don't have billions of dollars. We don't own all the networks and the backbone and everything else that these that our enemies do. So the radio and the, you know, when you find a network or somebody that's on your computer or your TV or on your radio, please appreciate it. And I think it's going to get worse. I think we are, the fight is just starting, folks. And I just was talking with one of the engineers and he asked me if I was aware of this and I wasn't. Have you heard of this out there in radio land? The, that weird bombing that occurred in Nashville, to me, you know, that something didn't compute on that thing. You know, we've had repeatedly these bombings. So, you know, somebody got their hands on enormous quantities of explosives, and I refer you back to 9/11 for a starter reference. Somebody got their hands on an awful lot of controlled demolition on 9/11/2001. I mean, tons of controlled demolition. And that's still out there. Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI. He didn't investigate that. Why investigate himself? Who did that? Who did 9/11? Who planted those controlled munitions, the controlled demolition in World Trade Center 7? We still don't know the answer to that question. We patriots are closer than anybody to knowing the answer, but America, the American people, they don't know the answer. They think it's, how many was it, 19 people in head rags that, you know, flew jets into the towers. Oh, they forgot to fly a jet into World Trade Center 7, but huh, it just went ahead and fell down anyway. Funny how that kind of thing happens. I mean, come on. Come on. A 47-story building clearly brought down with a controlled demolition. Every controlled demolition engineer who's looked at that video, they all agree that was a perfect controlled demolition. 47-story World Trade Center 7. And I'll tell you what, folks. This keeps happening. Weird explosions, weird false flag events keep happening. Now, let's just go to Nashville. Let's bring it up to date here. I don't know. Maybe that was, I think what we're being told now is that supposedly this is a suicide by a crazy person. Okay, that's possible. It's possible some guy in an RV had some god-awful kind of very high-powered explosives in his garage. Where do you buy those? At the hardware store? And, but what the engineer just opened my eyes to is that a bunch of voting machines that were scheduled to be forensically audited were housed in that part of Nashville, in those buildings right there. And they have now, those machines have now been moved. So somebody this is a possibility, somebody didn't want those machines to be audited. And a convenient recreational vehicle monster explosion, pretty convenient, expedient solution to the problem. And whoever organized that thinking, well, we don't want to kill people. Maybe there's a little bit of conscience in whoever did it. And so we're going to have a loudspeaker that says, get away, this is going to explode. But takes care of the voting machines. So we just put that out there. But let's get back to what we know for sure. I'm speculating there. But what we know for sure is that this election was stolen. Let's update from 2001 to 2020. This election was just stolen. Donald Trump just won a landslide. Again, use your own eyes and your own brain. You know, Donald Trump won against Hillary, who was a stronger candidate by far than Joe Biden in 2016. And he won on promises only. He had never been a politician. He had no record on which to run. All of us who were cheering Donald Trump on in November 8th of 2016, we had only his great speeches and his promises. That's all we had. On November 3rd, 2020, what did we have? This is why I say it's so obvious. The man had delivered. He had delivered on all of his promises. He had delivered in spades. He had delivered on promises he didn't even make. He had brought prosperity to America that, as never before in our history, lowest unemployment in all categories, all demographic groups in history, highest productivity, highest, you take any index of prosperity, Donald Trump had taken it all off the chart, and America knew it. So somebody needed to screw that up because he was guaranteed reelection. And against him, the demon rats come up with what? They come up with a stone cold traitor, Joe Biden. I mean, just plain as day, plain as the noses on our faces. I only have one. How many have you got? But as plain as my nose or yours, Joe Biden is guilty of treason. And that's much worse than the fact that he's got early onset dementia. Forget about that. That's small change. That's peanuts compared to the fact the man is a stone cold traitor against America. Caught with his pants down around his ankles. And I think on Hunter Biden's laptop, I think there are, from the way people are talking, there are some pictures of Hunter Biden with his pants down around his ankles that most people would rather not see. But that's the we have a Biden crime family. And then coming into this, you know, as much as they censored and tried to keep this away from the American people, and what Tom just said is right, we know that way over 10% of those who voted for Biden would not have done so if they'd known anything about the crime family escapades of Hunter. And Joe, remember, Hunter can't do anything without Joe. Hunter flies to China to grease his $1.5 billion deal with the Chinese Communist Party. He flies on Air Force Two. He doesn't fly on Delta or American Airlines. He flies on Air Force Two, sitting next to his daddy. You know, and this is a 50-year-old guy greasing the deal in China. So this is Joe doing all of this. His Hunter is just his cutout, so they don't have to write the check directly to Joe. Instead, and we have his laptop. This is amazing. We have the laptop in which these messages. We have messages, and Joe Biden has not denied that that laptop is Hunter's. Nor has Hunter. Nor has Doctor, in quotes, ironic, sarcastic, sardonic, Dr. Jill Biden. They haven't denied that's his laptop. In fact, Hunter Biden's attorney has requested that it be returned to Hunter Biden. What a dumbass attorney, thereby acknowledging that it's Hunter's. It's prima facie admission that it's his computer. You don't ask for for the return of a computer that's not yours. And this has got tens of thousands of messages and crime going back years. And the media totally blacks it out, covers it up. But my point is this. A big chunk of America knew about the Biden laptop and the other. I mean, we know a lot about Joe Biden because he was Barack Obama's vice president. We repudiated the Biden-Obama presidency in the 2016 election. This is as Yogi Berra used to say, and as he would say if he were here today, this is deja vu all over again. We're right back where we started. This is the same Joe Biden that was part of the Obama fiasco. And we're going to go for another round with a 78-year-old Joe Biden? So, let me go. By the way, let's go. I'd love to go for another round here with one of our good callers, Tom, and another Tom in Florida. Are you still there, Tom, in Florida, number two?
James, let me read this short thing a little bit. The Daily Caller says unemployment benefits last for millions of Americans as Trump holds out on stimulus. And this is on Facebook, and some of these bastards are agreeing with that. I couldn't take it. I had to say the Democrats are holding out on our money, so they can send millions more of our money somewhere else. It's not Trump.
Yes.
And then I
exactly.
And that is a high price to pay because of you bastards believing the lying fake media.
Now, Tom, I love what you're saying, and I love the way you're saying it. And you're more free to use colorful language than I am. I gotta watch my tongue a little bit. I've gotten pretty fresh on the radio over the years. So I love that you bring out those tasty choice words. And that's what our enemies deserve. They deserve those words. They deserve the emotion and the anger that's in your voice, Tom. And here's where I'm seeing a silver lining in a more than gray in a black cloud that has descended on us. Is that just what you're doing, Tom? Your anger is shared by scores of millions of American patriots who are absolutely fed up. And they are at a revolutionary turning point. They are ready to go out in the streets. They are ready to secede, whatever it may be. They're ready to do a lot. They're ready to resist. They're ready to refuse orders. They're ready to defy. And it looks as if that's what is going to be needed here. And what the president is doing is tweets. I'll go back to his tweets. He's saying to the Republican Party, grow a pair. That's what he's saying to the Republican Party, grow a pair. Now, he's not saying that to the patriots. We've got some patriots, like this Congressman Devin Nunes from California. He's a patriot. And Jim Jordan. From Ohio. He's a patriot. They don't need to grow a pair. They got a pair. But we need to get more of those guys. And guys like this Senator Thune of South Dakota, the president just said he will be primaried in 2022. In other words, we got to get rid of the rhinos. They got to be chucked out of Congress, chucked out of the Senate, chucked out of the Republican Party, chucked out of our, you know, all their positions. But Donald, we can thank Donald Trump. This wasn't going to happen without Donald Trump. We weren't going to find this out. Like, think about this, Tom. The Chinese have been penetrating America for decades. They've penetrated our universities. They own much of our media. They own the NBA. Who cares who owns the NBA? But, I mean, that's just a detail for them. But they own the major networks. They own the movie studios. They own much of our stock market. They bought it with your money. And the rest of you in the audience, they've been taking your money all that Chinese merchandise you see in those big boxes, which are open, and they're making bazillions of dollars right now through this entire fake virus, CCP China virus. They've been making hundreds of billions of dollars of pure profit. While mom and pop, small America, entrepreneurial, capitalist, freedom-loving America is being ground into the dirt.
You ought to see the furniture and personal belongings down here in front of rental property where people are getting thrown out of their houses and their apartments because they can't pay the rent. It's widespread.
Yes,
Pelosi's worried about, you know.
Yeah, and Tom, let me underscore what you said at the beginning of this call, because you had a real good idea and you had it right. Donald Trump is doing everything he can to get a lot of money, truckloads of money, our money, back to Americans. So, it's a stupid word, stimulus payments, but these checks going out to everybody in America, every American citizen. Donald Trump, he's not holding it back. He's not the problem. He's been willing to send a lot of money in checks to Mr. and Mrs. Average American since July. He's been trying to the money is there. The checks are there. They've got Donald Trump's signature on them. He's ready to mail them out. It's Nancy damn Pelosi who has blocked it, of course, and Nancy Pelosi is part of this Chinese communist network.
Yeah.
Along with her bosom buddy, Eric Swalwell, who brings new meaning to the word sleeping with the enemy. And she's still defending him. Eric Swalwell's still on the House Intelligence Committee. He's still seeing America's top secrets and sharing them with his communist puppet masters.
Damn. You know, I think a vote for Biden was the equivalent of a vote for Chavez.
Yeah. No, and yes, and then of course the thing that Tom, the amazing thing, is that in spite of all this, Donald Trump, he swept Florida. So they tried to steal Florida. Remember this guy Michael Bloomberg, at the last minute, like with it 2 weeks to go or something, Michael Bloomberg chucked another $100 million of his own personal money at your state trying to buy your election. That's one guy, Michael Bloomberg, this creep, this little idiot who couldn't even get a 1%. He ran for president, if you remember. He couldn't get up to 1%. He spent $1 billion, ladies and gentlemen, $1 billion. And by the way, most of that money was made off of Red China and off of his insider stock deals with Bloomberg, the Bloomberg network. But this guy, Bloomberg, spent $100 million trying to steal Florida. It didn't work. Donald Trump was able to win big in Florida in spite of opposition like that, corruption like that. And that's totally corrupt. This guy, Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, spent $340 million. And folks, the money, talk about direct corruption. I mean, the money was given to county election workers, county employees who, you know, have you been to your local county building lately, folks, in any city? What political party do those county workers belong to? I'll give you one guess. They're all Democrats. So the people, was it Joe Stalin who said it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes? I think that was Joe Stalin. We got a break here. Tom, stay there. We'll be right back with Tom after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
And then Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. Tom, are you still there?
Yeah, I just want to say these people that are taking the side of the Daily Caller, in the future, they may be crawling into dumpsters looking for food and asking why in the world that they didn't believe Trump when he said he was trying to help us.
This... What Trump is doing right now, we're definitely separating the men from the boys, and that applies to you gals out there, too. We're separating, but for us guys, we say it this way. We're separating the men from the boys. We're finding out who the real men are. And it was a great Tucker Carlson himself who had a very good commentary, and he was involved with the founding of the Daily Caller. But I saw Tucker Carlson one or two nights ago. He showed video of some dumbass security guard assaulting a little mother in the stands of a high school football. She's all by herself, I think, but with one other kid, watching her son play football. She didn't have a mask on. She got assaulted. She got wrestled and manhandled, and she got tased. Yeah, my boy's telling me she got tased. Even a nine-year-old understands this. And Tucker asked a good question. He said, well, what did the other, and then here's what we're talking about. He said, what did the other men in those bleachers do? And, of course, they did nothing. So what kind of men are these? You know, a little woman, you know, weighs 100 pounds, is being wrestled and hurt in the bleachers by a big, fat security guard who's trying to handcuff her. And she's sitting all by herself alone in the stands. Oh, and I think she had a son that was in front of her who looked like he was about 10 years old. And he was obviously crying or trying to figure out what's happening to his mother. I mean, what the hell? What kind of men do we have in this country? Those men in that bleacher should have been all over that security guard.
Yeah.
They should have had him. They should have had him spread-eagled on the benches there. And it gets worse. And I salute Tucker for saying this. It gets worse because after they had the video of this assault against an innocent mother by this brute, I think it was in Ohio, the prosecutor filed charges against who? The brute or the woman? He filed charges against the woman.
Gosh.
If we can have charges filed against us for not wearing this damn stupid, unhealthy mask that medical science has established clearly does nothing. It does nothing. Nothing to control, contain, reduce any so-called virus. It's all BS, ladies and gentlemen, and doctors know it. The stupid, dumbass mask that you're walking around in a big box store with or walking down the street doesn't do a damn thing except this. It establishes that you are being submissive. You are lying down on face down in the dirt with your hands behind your back and your legs crossed. And America needs to fight back. And when a woman's being assaulted for not having a mask on, and so-called men do nothing, oh, man, we're circling the toilet at that point, folks. So that has to change, and it is changing. That's the good news, Tom, is that people are now, January 6th is fast approaching. If you live anywhere near Washington, D.C., be there. And the president has a tweet. Let me see if I can find it right now. He has a tweet. He's going to be there, folks. You're going to get to see the president. If I lived within 500 miles of D.C., I guarantee you I'd be there. Let me see it here. I hadn't even checked airfare to see if I could get out there, but I doubt that I could afford to get out there. But here is let me see if I can find the tweet where he addresses this. Can I read you a couple? Now, by the way, James in North Carolina and James in Canada, hang on. I'm going to get to you. Tom, did you have a last comment you wanted to make before I get to these other callers?
No, I'm going to let them have it.
Okay, Tom, I love you, brother, and excellent call, as always. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to James in North Carolina. James, are you there?
Here. Hello. How you doing?
Hey, James. Yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot, but you know you're not too far away from D.C. there in North Carolina. I'm not even going to ask you if you're going to the Washington rally, but I'm just saying to everybody. Go ahead.
I'm considering it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, great. And I don't want to pressure you because people have a lot of a lot of other demands on themselves, and you know that I have known nothing about. So who am I to say? But I'll tell you, folks, if you can get to D.C. on January 6th, I don't know if I said the date right, January 6th, get there early. It's going to be a huge crowd. And pray for good weather. I hope the weather come January 6th is going to be decent. But I don't care if it's raining, if it's hail, if it's sleet, if it's winds, it's not going to stop this crowd. They're going to be there. And you want to be there. And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking for the president's tweet. He says, okay, here it is. I found the tweet. He says this, I'll read it to you. The Justice Department and the president puts ironic quotes around the word justice. That I'm loving that, folks. In other words, the president is saying there's no justice in the Justice Department. The so-called, the quote, justice, unquote, department and the FBI have done nothing about the 2020 presidential election voter fraud, the biggest scam in our nation's history, despite overwhelming evidence. They should be ashamed. History will remember. Never give up. And then here's the operative sentence, folks. See everyone in D.C. on January 6th. So, Tom, I don't know how the president's going to do it, but he's going to be there. I don't know. He may have to walk up the steps of the Capitol, which are public. It's public grounds there. He can walk up the steps. Same way you can walk up the steps of your county courthouse wherever you live. You paid for that county courthouse. It belongs to you. You can stand on the steps and give a speech any day of the week. At least that's the old America. That's the America you and I grew up in. So the president will be there, folks, on January 6th. You'll see him. Whether it'll be on the steps of the Capitol or it'll be on a raised platform somewhere on the Washington Mall, he'll still be president of the United States. And it might be he might be speaking from the balcony of the White House. It's up to him. He'll be flying overhead in Marine One the way he flew overhead for the Trump rally that was just recently held in D.C., or General Mike Flynn addressed the crowd. While he's speaking, here comes Marine One, a big, beautiful helicopter, comes in low, I mean low, over the crowd. And Mike Flynn, who's seen an awful lot of helicopters in the air as a heroic soldier in the American Army, he said, that's cool. That's cool, man, to see the president coming in low in his helicopter. And he always flies with two helicopters, of course, for security. Obvious security reasons, same reason he drives two big limos, for the same security reasons. But so that's great to hear you're thinking about it, that you might be there. And anybody out there in the audience that does go to the rally January 6th, and I might be there. I'm telling you what, if I see a bargain airfare that I can get out there and come back home, I'm going to do it. But James, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you, the more I think about this, the more I want to be there. This could turn out to be the biggest rally ever held in Washington, but we'll just have to see.
Yes. Easily.
You mentioned back a while ago about the Epoch Times, and that's a great newspaper, emerging alternative media. And I think we need to support it, like Parler and DuckDuckGo and all of these other alternatives to the major mainstream media, which have all sold out to liberal interest. I just wanted to mention a couple of things real quick. One of the best things you can do, and anybody listening can do, is to go to an interview which was done by the Epoch Times just last week, an interview with Steve Bannon. It's called This is the Only Fight That Matters. It's on YouTube, and it's on some of the alternative media as well. But it's an incredibly good interview where he puts this whole what's going on in the world context of what China is attempting to do, which is to make the United States a tributary state of China. And they're a long way toward doing it. And they do this by basically bribing and capturing the elites, the media people, the top CEOs of the companies, you know, the Silicon Valley CEOs, Hollywood, the major political leaders, and I don't know how deep they have gotten into this strategy of theirs, but they are a long way toward controlling this country from the top down. And he shows
now, folks,
how they have...
Folks, listen to James. And the interview he's talking about with Steve Bannon, done by NTD TV, which is the same company or the same group of patriots as Epoch Times. And I'm a subscriber. I pay $16 a month as a subscriber to the Epoch Times. And I get a big giant newspaper once a week, and I get everything, you know, free access to all their online daily editions. Yes, James is right. Steve Bannon is right in that interview. And this is what we got to, you know, this is what Steve Bannon is trying to get us to realize, and the Epoch Times. And by the way, folks, the Epoch Times, one of the reasons they are such a good patriot source right now is that they know China because it's their country. They know China. They know the dirt that the Chinese Communist Party is capable of, and as no one else does. And they've experienced the oppression of the Chinese Communist Party more than any other group of people in the world. So they are on this, and they have great sources, and they also have great resources. They somehow tapped into a pretty good sizable amount of funding from their own support base. But what we're facing, folks, yeah, what we're facing is the end of America. I mean, that's how serious this is. And when James says this might be the biggest rally in American history, were it not January 6th, if this were June 6th, I guarantee you it would be the biggest in American history. But it still might be, even in the mid of winter. And because what we're facing is truly, if the SOBs that have stolen this election get away with it, if the SOBs that run the big tech media, Facebook, and Twitter, and Instagram, and Google, and Amazon, if they get away with this, Microsoft, there won't be another election in America that means anything. There won't be another Donald Trump. They will close it out. They will lock it down. And that will be the end of America. You know, you and I will still be living, maybe. We'll still be here, but our country will be gone. Our republic will be gone. That's how bad this is. This is the biggest fight in world. And by the way, the president makes this point, and I'll read it here. He mentions it in one of his tweets somewhere. If we lose this fight in America, the free world is over. Not just America, because without America at the lead. If America goes down, these other dominoes, they just fall like bowling pins. Belgium, you know, they're going to resist. Ireland, Canada, New Zealand. You think New Zealand's going to put up a fight? Forget it. If America goes down, everything else goes down with it. And this is how dark this is. Planet Earth descends into hell. That's how bad it is. And we, America, we're the brightest and the best thing that ever happened in world history. We invented freedom. We invented the whole idea of a Bill of Rights didn't exist anywhere until we wrote it and until we made it happen. And we've been the beacon to the world of freedom for the entire history of America. And if we go down hard, and we are completely subverted by the nasty, nasty Communist Party of China, which makes the Soviet Communist Party look like pussycats. And of course, that Communist Party, the Russian Communist Party, is gone. The Soviet Communist Party is gone, done, disappeared. Russia is not our principal enemy, or even a primary, or even an enemy. And this is one of the games that have been played on the American people, is that Russia, 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 the whole Russia hoax. It's a shell game, folks. It's to deceive the American people. Don't look here. The Chinese communists, they're not a problem. It's Russia. That's just total BS. Russia is hardly even a threat to America of any kind. Russia should be one of our greatest friends, and would be if the Robert Mueller, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer crowd hadn't forced Donald Trump to basically take a antagonistic stance to Russia for his entire presidency. He was forced into doing that. Had they not forced him into doing that, which there was no natural reason to do that, he would have signed fantastic peace treaties and trade agreements with Russia that would have Russia booming and the Russian people happy and travel going back and forth between Russia and America, the two largest white European peoples on earth, who are naturally allies. We're naturally friends. We share the same culture, the same traditions and history. Russia is not our enemy. It's the enemy that our real enemies want you to think Russia is the enemy. And that's been a lie for this entire business. But now, James, I've been talking too much. Give us some more wisdom there from North Carolina.
Well, let me just finish up real quick. The other points that were made in that interview with Bannon that he said has to be done if Biden somehow manages to leverage and weasel his way into the White House. Donald Trump absolutely has to appoint at least one special prosecutor to investigate this election, and he ought to also appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the Biden crime family, because that will be something that if Biden does get in, he will not be able to disband the special prosecutor until it's been completed. He can't touch the special prosecutor.
Now, what you say in a normal time in a rational universe, what you said would be supremely true. But here's where Steve Bannon is. I'm not going to call him wrong. He was great in that interview, but here's where he misses the mark a little bit. And I saw Jeanine Pirro make the point that I'm about to make. She said, special counsel, special prosecutor. Remember, she's a prosecutor. She's a judge. She knows this stuff inside out, better even than Steve Bannon. She says, special counsel, my foot. She said, that's what we've had for 4 years. Special counsel this. And what have they done? Nothing. Nothing. And I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump appointed a special counsel or prosecutor, you know what would get done? I'm not belittling your point. I like your point, James. But what would get done, and I know you know this as well as I do, nothing. Nothing. There would be no indictment. There would be, and here's the point that Jeanine was making, that I'm making it now. To hell with the special counsels. To hell with the special prosecutors. To hell with the FBI. To hell with the entire intelligence community. The whole thing has been co-opted. The whole thing has been rotted out from the inside. We can't trust the FBI. We can't trust any federal police agency of any kind. They're all in a state of treason. So if we, the American people don't need an investigator to tell them they got screwed. They don't need an investigator to tell them that the election was stolen. We know it. Now it's time for our action, our resistance, our fight. We don't need some. Here's what they've done with these. And here's the president making the same point. Forget Kelso. Here's the president. We want to listen to the president. He says, where the hell, he wrote this yesterday, where the hell is the Durham report? Do you hear what the tone of what he's saying? Where the hell is the Durham report? That's John Durham, this SOB who's supposedly doing a report, supposedly investigating the Russia hoax. If Durham had released anything, had done anything, any one damn thing before the election, Trump would have gotten another million votes. Durham's job was to sit on the information, to make sure that nothing. In other words, if you have a special counsel, here's what they do. They go, we can't comment on that because that's a case under investigation. Can't comment. Case under investigation. In other words, it's on ice. We're done with it. We don't need any cases. We don't need any special prosecutors. We're issuing the indictment. Guilty as charged. You SOBs in the FBI and in the defense, the Defense Department too, but in the intelligence community. What a dumb word, the intelligence community, the intelligence crime family, the James Clapper is what his name should be, John Brennan, crime family. Remember this John Brennan that was the Obama head of the CIA, he was a member His first vote as for president was for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate in 1976. John Brennan is a communist. He voted for the communist candidate in 76. He was the director of not our CIA, their CIA. That's the point. That's what America is awakened to. It's not our FBI. It's not our G-men. It's not our CIA. These have been, you're making the point. How deep is the Chinese penetration into the American elite? Very deep. They have Red China. Xi Jinping has more control over the FBI than you do or I do, James. Chinese have more power over the FBI, over the CIA. And these people are co-opted. They're corrupted. They're like, what's his face, who's in bed with Miss Fang Fang, the professional Chinese prostitute who's out there fanging with her fanging. Yeah. I mean, this is nasty to the nth degree. And the Chinese are spending billions and billions. And everything's at stake for them. Remember, how much is at stake for the Chinese communist dictators? Realize that if the Chinese people free themselves from the Chinese Communist Party, you know what they're going to do to the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party when they overthrow it? That's right, folks. Ain't going to be pretty. The trials are going to be short and sweet. And they know it. The Chinese Communist Party knows that. Their lives are at stake. This is life or death for them. And one of the hopes that we have, James, is that the Chinese people, influenced by patriots like the Epoch Times, like NTD, that they will, enough truth will, motivation will enter into China, into the heart of the Chinese people, that they will overthrow their dictatorship. Because it is, folks, I mean, 1.4 people, Bannon made this point. Let me just repeat something, you're quoting this great Steve Bannon interview. A point that Bannon made is he said, here's what the Chinese Communist Party, which is at war with you, Mr. and Mrs. American, they have been at war with you for half a century and more. And what they are, here's what they have. They have 1.4 billion slaves in China. 1.4 billion slaves who work god-awful hours in god-awful conditions doing exactly what they're told by the Chinese Communist Party. And that economic giant attached to World Trade Organization recognition, that giant, all those slaves didn't mean squat. As long as China was not allowed to trade with the people who had any money, which is the Western world. As long as they were treated as the criminals that they are. When I was a boy, China was not even given recognition by America. We recognized the nationalist Chinese government of Taiwan. We recognized after the war, Chiang Kai-shek. We didn't recognize Mao Zedong. It was people, turds like Bill Clinton, you know, who's busy signing documents, giving World Trade Organization privileged status to Red China, probably in between moments in the bedroom on the Epstein Express air flights. So that's what we're waking up to, ladies and gentlemen, is that China, this may be the end of America. This is not like, you know, a bad election. This is much worse than 2008, you know, Obama coming into office. This is much, much more at stake. I know you agree, James.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You pretty much summed it up there. I guess I'll sign off now. I think you've got some more callers waiting, so we'll talk to you again later.
Hey, I hope you had a good Christmas there in North Carolina. We got some really... You know, they were selling Christmas wreaths from North Carolina here in North Dakota. And boy, I'll tell you, those pine trees and spruce trees and stuff, they smell fir trees. What a great smell those wreaths from North Carolina had. But I hope you had a good Christmas, and I hope you have a good new year.
I appreciate it. Same to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to another James. Us Jameses got to stick together. Let's go to another James in Canada. Are you there, James? Did you hang on this long?
Yeah, Yeah, Merry Christmas. I'm gonna change my name to Jesse James. How's that?
All right.
Hello?
All right. Well, what I do, you know, there, you know, we have a common name, James. So when people say, "Did you say your name was James?" My comic reply is, "Yes, James. James Bond."
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I was.
Go ahead, James.
I was spying on the Chi-Coms 40 years ago, so I suppose you could say that. Say, listen, don't forget the end game here is the vaccine. The end game is the vaccine, okay? You don't want to be taking that vaccine.
Well, President Trump. Unless I missed something, so far I don't think the president has taken the vaccine.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying it's popular up here. I was listening to the AM radio a couple days ago, and they say, oh, in Canada, we're far ahead of the curve. We got two vaccines. Well, everyone's got two vaccines, right? They're pitching it, right? And people are believing it.
Yeah.
So they got a political front going. The political front was stealing the election, and now the other front is this ridiculous COVID, which was fake to begin with, but they got a vaccine. See,
that's now, by the way. Let me fill in. I like what you said, fake to begin with. Let me fill in something that one of the listeners to this show called me during the week, and I told him I would repeat this, and you just reminded me of it, folks. Let me try to remember the facts he gave me. There's some amazing facts. Get this. Let's see. Okay, first I have to remember the facts. But it'll come to me in a moment. But here's what we've learned is that here it is. In Colorado, this is a Colorado fact. Now, this is flu season, right? And, you know, you're supposed to go off and get your flu vaccination. And I feel sorry for the people. I'm 72 years old. So by that logic, I should have received more than 50 flu vaccinations in my life. I've received none. You know, like, am I dying? Am I flopping on the floor? You know, is blood pouring out of my ears? You know, 50. Can you imagine that? If you've been stuck with 50 vaccinations, your body remembers that. Those things are powerful.
Yeah.
You know, they pump you full of various vaccines created by, you know, and think about it, folks. It's people like this weirdo Anthony Fauci that create these vaccines. I mean, these people are weirdos. They're sick.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah, but now get this. They're psychopaths. Now, in Colorado, folks, guess how many hospitalizations they've had for the current flu? Remember, every year there's another flu that comes around. And they don't, you know, all these years they never called it a pandemic. They never said the sky is falling. Okay, but they found their silver bullet this year. They took a flu and they started calling it the end of the universe. So guess how many people have been hospitalized so far in Colorado for this year's flu? I'll give you the answer.
Zero.
12 people. Now, what does that mean? Okay, in a normal year, 60, in a normal average year, 60,000, 50,000 people die, we are told by the CDC itself, die of that year's flu. But now this year, for some strange reason, I can't possibly figure out what it might be, nobody's dying of this year's flu. And nobody's being hospitalized with this year's flu. Let's see, what's wrong with that picture? I'll tell you, folks, people are dying of the flu this year. And they are being hospitalized with this year's flu. But guess what? The puke doctors, the fake doctors, the careerist whores who call themselves doctors are categorizing it. What do they call it? They have a name for it. They're coding it. They're coding it as COVID-19. Why? Because they get more money that way. The hospital gets a lot more money. It gets oodles of money if it has another COVID-19 case, even though it's not a COVID-19 case. So my point is this, folks. Pandemic? Forget about it. They're cooking this thing up. They're cooking it up. I'll give you another example. You're seeing headlines that North Dakota, oh, people are dying. It's horrible. Out there in Trump country, all those Trump people that hate masks, they're dying like flies. Let me give you the fact from the North Dakota Health Department. 6 weeks ago, we had 10,000 active cases of coronavirus, of China flu, CCP virus. We had 10,000 active cases 6 weeks ago. This is according to our own health department, not Anthony Fauci. Guess how many we were reported last week? 2,000. We went from 10,000 6 weeks ago to 2,000 cases. And now what does a case mean of coronavirus? It doesn't mean anything, folks. It includes, they're including people with this year's flu. So it's a meaningless number, but even their number is one-fifth. 6 weeks, it's gone down from 10,000 to 2,000. That's not an exploding population of people dying in North Dakota of coronavirus. I'm here. That's what's happening. But people are walking around here in North Dakota like scared dogs, wearing their masks, inhaling their own snot and bad breath instead of this clean North Dakota fresh air. They're crazy, and they're hurting their health. They're driving around with a mask on, fogging up their glasses, endangering their life in their car with fogged up glasses. It's nuts, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you go ahead, James. I interrupted you.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Everyone is hysterical. They believe their TV. They believe their media. They believe, but they're wrong.
Oh, I'll give you the other fact. James, let me give you the other fact. It just came back to me. What one of the callers called me on, the Colorado fact he gave me. Here's another one. Get this. My caller was reading from a study of the effect of vitamins D3 and zinc, the mineral zinc and the vitamin D3, on recovery from the China flu. Guess what? The conclusion of this study, and I don't have the citation in front of me, and you're not going to hear about this study. Trust me, MSNBC, which I like to call now MSLSD, you're not going to hear about it on CNN or Puke Media. These scientists investigated the effect of D3 and zinc, which you should be taking anyway, ladies and gentlemen. But they said if the people who... the so-called 300,000+ people who so-called died of the China virus, if they had been taking adequate doses of zinc and D3, their fatality rate would have been cut by, now get this, this is hardcore scientists, this is not some kind of, backyard study, would have been cut by 90%.
Right.
90%. And guess who was bad-mouthing D3 and zinc? Fauci. That little puke Anthony Fauci was bad-mouthing zinc. He was bad-mouthing hydroxychloroquine. He was bad-mouthing D3. And, of course, he says everything twice, two different ways. So first, once it became embarrassing enough, he said, yeah, D3, yeah, that'll help. Then he said, zinc, yeah, maybe that'll help. But initially, he bad-mouthed it.
Yeah, well, if you have zinc in the cell, zinc sets the energy so that the virus can't penetrate the cell wall. That's what zinc does. You see,
yes.
But a lot just that physical chemistry. But anyway,
but folks, I want you to those are two stunning facts that just came out recently, and I know I've wandered all over the place in this show, and I haven't gotten to. I've got another caller here, James, that I have kept waiting. I think, maybe
I'll get back to you next week.
James, you're at James in Canada, Pat in Fort Worth. Hang on, we'll get you, and we'll give you a rain check. But James, I appreciate your calling, and we've wandered all over the place in today's show. But the summary statement is: hang in there, folks. Don't quit the fight. Don't get discouraged. Stick with President Trump. I'm not going to have time to read you a tweet that's in front of me that's incredible from the president. But this guy, he's got it, folks. He's got the guts to keep leading us, and he's going to do that. And however bad it gets, we're going to stick with Donald Trump. We're going to be there on January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
We're ready. We're ready for whatever.